I believe that music can talk.
I believe that there are second chances in life.
I believe in the power and joy of running.
This, I believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Under the simplest of circumstances, developing a clear identity during adolescence is a challenge, a real challenge. Add into the mix being born halfway around the world and entering a completely new culture as a very young child, and this challenge becomes that much more complicated. In Shakespeare's Hamlet, Ophelia says, "We know what we are, but not what we may be." This week, we hear from 14-year-old Grace Moorhead about who she is and what she may be.
I was adopted from China and grew up in America with my mother. We never really celebrated anything that had to do with China, like the New Year, the festivals about the dragons or the moons. The only thing that kept me connected to my birthplace were pictures and memories that my mom shared with me, but I was fine with that when I was younger. When I was in the third grade, I joined a program for people who were born in Asia and adopted by American families called ChinaCare. Younger kids were paired up with college students as mentors. Every time the ChinaCare group got together, we'd work on crafts inspired by the Chinese arts. My mentor, Ju Li, was from Malaysia, and we bonded very quickly through getting to know each other and working together on crafts. I remember that having a mentor was fun, and Ju Li made it even more enjoyable. We could always laugh and share jokes. Despite spending all that time trying to become closer to where I was born, I still didn't feel truly connected to China the way I wanted to be. I wanted to celebrate the Chinese New Year and actually know what was happening when the firecrackers went off. All of my wondering was put to a stop in fourth grade when my mother, my friend's family, and I decided to actually take a trip to China. I was very excited at that time, and so was everyone else. We took a very long plane ride there, and I adjusted to the 12-hour time difference almost immediately. When we stepped onto the foreign soil, I felt happy. We were the classic tourists with our cameras out and ready, and our guides taking us around to see different places and try different things. But we did manage to sneak some really meaningful memories in there, like going to the orphanage where I was taken care of when I was a baby. It's an orphanage for kids with disabilities now, but when we visited it, one of the nannies who had taken care of me still worked there, and she really remembered me. Right now, I feel as if China is still a strong part of me. I may not celebrate exactly what the traditional Chinese do, and I may not have the same beliefs, but that doesn't make me any less Chinese than I already am. I believe that no matter how you live your life, whatever you do, or whoever you become, you should never forget the most important part of you, who you are.
Grace Moorhead is entering the eighth grade at the Gordon School in East Providence, where she plays field hockey and, she says, absolutely loves her art classes. Grace was born in Hunan Province, China, and adopted at 20 months of age. She lives in Cranston with her family. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.